AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has promised his people that those who planned the massacre at a college earlier this week will not go unpunished.
I want you to know that our security forces are pursuing leads on the remaining accomplices. We shall employ all means at our disposal to bring the perpetrators to justice.
Five people are in custody in Kenya, part of the investigation into the killings of 148 people, mostly Christian students, earlier this week by the militant group Al-Shabaab. That group has threatened to kill again. Russia calls on fellow UN Security Council members to agree to a humanitarian pause in Yemen. AP's Julie Walker has more from New York.
At the Emergency Security Council meeting, Russia circulated a draft resolution demanding regular and obligatory breaks in airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition against Houthi Shiite rebels to allow the evacuation of foreign personnel. Jordan's UN Ambassador Dina Kawar, who is current council president, says they are working with the Gulf Cooperation Council on it.
We have arranged for meetings on the side between a few members of the council and the GCC. We're working on that all day today, and we hope that we can, by Monday, come up with something.
Julie Walker, New York.
A New York City teenager died today after a Thursday night fall from the roof of a six-story building in the Bronx as police officers tried to arrest him. The police department says 17-year-old Hakeem Kuda appeared to have misjudged a ledge while backing away from approaching officers. A spokesman says they had a complaint that Kuda and other teens had been smoking marijuana. They ran up the stairs of the building when the officers arrived. Some got away by jumping to another roof, but Kuda and a 14-year-old were blocked by a dividing wall, and that's when he shuffled backward over the ledge. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of people demonstrate in downtown Indianapolis, drawing attention of fans attending tonight's NCAA Final Four. Protesters are demanding the state amend its civil rights law to specifically include protections for gays and lesbians. Inside the arena, the crowds are getting ready for this evening's first game between Michigan State and Duke. Blue Devils guard Quinn Cook fully expects the Spartans, upset winners of the East Regional, to be ready for his club.
They've had an underdog mentality, so it's going to be a tough game.
Tonight's second contest, unbeaten Kentucky taking on a tough Wisconsin team, a rematch of last year's Final Four won by the Wildcats. Badger forward Sam Decker says this is a different game, place, and time.
We're not going to use last year's game as what you guys like to call revenge or the rematch, but we just want to, play whoever we got to play and get a win.
Tip-off in the first game is set for about 6:40 Eastern time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.